Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
My friend Disha Thosar, she covers the Mets, but she also is an MLB reporter and writer for Fox Sports. So she's going to give us some insight on the team, and we'll talk baseball a little bit with her. Disha, are you there?
Yeah, what's up, Keith? Good to talk.
Yeah, you know, hanging out, filling in for BT and Sal, off like maybe 4 or 5 hours of sleep max, but that's okay. You know, I did the show last night. Yeah, I'm happy to be here. I'd do this. If they would have had me just sleep here under the desk, I would have just stayed. But yeah, coming off of the Mets game last night, let's start with the pitching. That's been the concern here for a while. Kodai Senga is a guy that has been tabbed as an ace or looked at as an all-star, was an all-star, a guy that you're expecting a little more out of. He wasn't able to overcome the third, the fourth inning last night. And, like, you need him to give you some better starts. Let's start with Kodai Senga. I know he came back from injury. He's missed so much time. My first question to you with him is, like, do you expect him to be a postseason starter? And, you know, what's got to change with him to be able to go deeper in the games and not give it up?
Yeah, I think definitely he will be a postseason starter as long as the Mets make it there, right? But yesterday was, I think, more of an outside performance from Senga. It was really rare in terms of he seemed to really be struggling. What is consistent with him is definitely that he's not going deep into starts, and that can be said about the entire Mets rotation outside of David Peterson right now. So it is concerning, especially going into October. They really need guys to go deeper. At the same time, it's troubling if they go deeper, stacking up those innings. A lot of these guys just haven't been there before, especially even David Peterson. He's blown past his career innings total already. So the pitching staff, the rotation in general, 100% the most concerning thing going into October. That being said, there are some positives. I think they look better on paper than the performances they're putting out. It's not a lot of time left now, though, for that staff to really, really get it together and be a threat going into the postseason.
Yeah, I just, you know, every start from anybody in their rotation, you're just your fingers crossed, hoping for the best, hoping that it's, you know, the night. And obviously the first game of this series, you got, you know, David Peterson, who gave you length and saved the bullpen. And that's going to help because they have this whole stretch of games without an off day where I'm looking and I'm saying, okay, they got to call somebody up. You know, Cam Schlittler for the Yankees last night was perfect through six innings and he's making his seventh start. We saw what Nolan McClain did over the weekend, gave the team a real jolt of energy and the fans, you know, just some buzz in Citi Field. Do you think they have a plan to call up Brandon Sproat? I know Jonah Tong might be a little bit of a ways away, but I feel like they need to go ahead and, you know, add somebody to this rotation. Maybe it's Tyler McGill. So there's the question for you. Do you expect to see Tyler McGill come back or do you expect to see Brandon Sproat before that?
Yeah, I think those are exactly the conversations that are happening in the Mets front office right now in between who is going to be first. Is it going to be McGill? And Sprout, I think, has to come up soon. They do have that stretch of 16 games, 16 days. A six starter definitely would help. And I think Sprout has just been killing it in Syracuse. He looks like he should be called up, and especially given the excitement that Nolan McLean, like you said, not just that he was so good on the mound, but that really sparked an energy within the fan base, at Citi Field, within the rotation. I think especially Mets starters can have a ripple effect. We saw that happen last year with the team, and Nolan McLean was aggressive. He was attacking the strike zone, and really Mets pitchers have to be doing more of that. So I think Sprout would definitely be a better way to go. McGill too, he has to get in there at some point. If the Mets do get into the playoffs, he has to be an arm that they can rely on, especially if he can be out of the bullpen or in the rotation. But I think we could see Sprout here in the next couple of weeks.
We're on the phone right now with Disha Thosar, Fox Sports MLB reporter who covers the Mets and has been in the Mets clubhouse for a while. And, you know, I know you get a good look at the team. Francisco Alvarez, I have said that that's my favorite Met. I don't really ever have a favorite Met, but El Troll, his swag, his moxie. I mean, I saw him in L.A. coming up. He was in the Futures game with Volpe, and just the way that he carried himself, his swing, his presence, and being a catcher, I'm like, okay, this guy is a star. It sucks to see what happened to him this year where, you know, he's out again and he slid into second base and hurt his thumb, and he had been on a tear since he came back. I feel like that is such a huge blow for the Mets. I don't think we are really even making as much of it as we should be making. And I think last night's game is where it was glaring, because you're looking at Luis Torrens. And I spoke about him having the catcher's interference, him getting beat up back there, him not giving you anything at the plate. Without Alvarez in this lineup now, Luis Torrens creates a hole. And then, you know, they didn't pinch hit for him late. So, you know, this is what they have. What do you think about Luis Torrens and even Hayden Sanger, and, you know, how much of a blow that is for the Mets as far as their catching and with their pitching? Like, that's who the pitchers are throwing to.
Yeah, you said it, Keith. I think really Francisco Alvarez is also one of my favorite players to cover, because he has handled the ups and downs of his development and coming into the major leagues. I mean, terrifically. There's no one else that I've seen handle getting demoted, coming back with the right attitude, going on a tear at the plate above 1,000 OPS, and having that kind of it factor that I think the Mets have really lacked this season. I think it's sort of like last year where Mets fans are waiting for someone to step up. Where's the magic? And I think as soon as Alvarez came back from the injured list, he had that. He had that spark. So again, he's back on the IL. We don't know how long it'll be. It could potentially be season ending. It might not. The Mets are kind of being mum about it so far, especially because of how much of a factor he'll be. And really, Luis Torrens is good as a backup catcher. I think the combination of Alvarez and Torrens was solid. But now, yeah, we're looking at Torrens and Sanger, and that's just not going to cut it for a playoff team. The Mets are going to have to look at catchers in the waiver wire, see what they can do there. But even to kind of make up for the Francisco Alvarez absence, we've seen sort of Mark Vientos these past few games rise out of the ashes. And if he can do what he did last September, then that kind of eases the pain of Alvarez, assuming that there's still a chance that Alvarez can come back here maybe in the last week of the regular season, last couple of weeks, and then get him set for October. The Mets offense looks much, much, much better with Vientos hitting like he has been these last few days.
Yeah, you kind of led me into where I was going next with the loss of Francisco.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Go Alvarez. And then last night, Brandon Nimmo's neck acting up. Like, you lose two bats in this lineup. Nimmo's, I'm going to assume, not playing, not going to be in the lineup today. We're, a couple hours away from the lineup coming out. Mark Vientos and Brett Beatty, the baby Mets, like, those guys have had good years. Well, Vientos is turning it on now. Brett Beatty's had a good year. What do you think about, the young guys, Mauricio as well, and the mix with these guys, like, at the top of the order, Francisco Lindor, Juan Soto, Pete Alonso? I feel like there's just, like, a disconnect. I feel like the lineup does not, like, they don't connect the dots enough. And what I mean by that is, like, I watch these games, and late in the game, they cannot string together hits. They go down quietly. Last night, they could not rally. Like, what do you think it is? What do you think it is that they aren't able to just, pass the baton and string together hits and runs, especially when they need it the most?
Yeah, the Mets, you nailed it. I mean, the Mets offense has been a little baffling because you look at the numbers on paper and it's ending up exactly kind of how everyone expected, in that Soto, Pete Alonso, Francisco Lindor, they're all leading in their respective categories on offense. But kind of look even deeper, and when there are men in scoring position, men on base even, and there's a big drop-off, especially with Soto. I mean, obviously, Keith, you watched Soto with the Yankees last year, and he was coming up arguably more clutch than anybody else in that offense, including Aaron Judge. And that is just not the player that we're seeing with the Mets this year. He has a 181 average with men in scoring position and only one extra base hit in high leverage situations. And that's including zero home runs. That was just one double. And that is just not the Juan Soto that he's even been in his career. I think he is putting a lot of pressure on himself to come up in those moments. He wants to make a statement in his first year with the Mets. And that's leading to some trouble. That's not the mentality he usually brings to the plate. And of course, you go back to the baby Mets too. And I think Alvarez, Beatty, Vientos, all these guys just have to kind of be league average. We're really not even asking a lot. If the top three can produce at that elite level, then the rest of the lineup just has to be solid and a little bit consistent. And that is, I think you nailed it. There's just a disconnect, especially with high pressure situations. Everybody else on paper has really been performing how you would expect. Soto right now, even you look at the whole league, he's one of the best hitters in the league. So all of this, of course, can make a bigger difference in the playoffs. I think right now, going game to game in the long season, it's just not adding up the way that Mets fans had expected.
Last thing for you, talking about the coaching and even the, the leadership, the front office, if the Mets miss the postseason, this is a huge embarrassment. This is a disaster, honestly, because of, Juan Soto, who you went to get. And then even with Stearns going to get some relievers for the bullpen that are rentals, like, they got to figure it out. And there were fans calling for Eric Chavez to be fired, Jeremy Hefner to be fired. And there's even fans that are looking at Mendy in his second year saying, maybe he's not the guy. Maybe he's not what we thought he was coming out of, the Yankees, Aaron Boone school of managing. What do you think about the Mets internally in the connection? Because I've been very vocal about, I think they're in lockstep from Steve Cohen to David Stearns to Carlos Mendoza. But there's murky waters right now. What do you think about their coaching and their leadership to right the ship? Because they have to, have some urgency and win some games and make sure that they're in October right now.
Yeah, I think definitely I've seen urgency from this team. I don't think that they're lacking in that way. If anything, there's so much urgency that it could be leading to poor results in terms of pressing. But when it comes to leadership, right, we see this every year. Anytime there's a losing streak, anytime there's inconsistency, who does everyone point to, right? It's always the manager, the pitching coach, the hitting coach. This happens every single season. You can look at it if the Mets get out of that, they don't make the playoffs and they lose it to the Reds of all teams, then yeah, I have no respect for anyone. I think at that point, everyone has to be looked at closely. There could be some potential exits. I mean, that would have to be a clean slate if that happens. I'm not expecting it to happen. I think the Mets have a decent, a solid chance, of course, of making the postseason with that final wild card slot. But I don't think the urgency aspect coming from coaches, I think it is a little bit overblown. I think the clubhouse has to figure it out. I think this is fully on the players in terms of getting consistent. And that is just a way that they have to get there. And I've seen the right things from everybody else in terms of leadership. You said it, Steve Cohen, David Stearns to Mendoza. They are tight. And I think Mendoza definitely has been making more questionable moves this year than he did last year, especially with bullpen management and leaving guys out there. But that is not, at the end of the day, the reason the Mets are in the position they are in. So I think really this comes down to how they finish. If they don't make it, then yeah, it's time for a clean slate.
Deesha, thank you for the time today. I'll see you at the stadium.
Yep, looking forward to it, Keith. Thanks for the time.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.